Hi, I'm Clarice Larson, and you're listening to KTOO. High winds will continue to blow through parts of Juneau this evening, with gusts up to 70 miles per hour downtown. The National Weather Service office in Juneau has issued a high winds warning until 9 p.m. tonight for downtown Juneau and Douglas. Forecaster Jeff Garman says unsecured objects are likely to blow around and could damage property. Power outages are also possible.
As you go further up the sides of the hills around Juneau, it's going to get a lot more. We've had as much as around 90 miles an hour, places like Sheep Mountain.
He says winds will also pick up in the Mendenhall Valley later this evening, especially by the Juneau International Airport. It's also possible the winds could linger.
Sometimes winds do hang on for a little bit longer, so just stay tuned for a potential extension.
The Weather Service predicts a mixture of rain and snow tomorrow, but temperatures will warm up heading into the weekend. Sea Alaska Heritage Institute released new language learning apps in Hatkil and Smaliak this month. The apps are the first of their kind, opening doors to learning the endangered indigenous languages. KTOO's Yvonne Crumry has more.
Leah Urbanski with Sea Alaska Heritage Institute demonstrates a new games app. It lets you choose which language you want to practice. Tlingit, Hatkil, or Smaliak. Urbanski picks Hatkil. Her phone screen fills with animated sea creatures.
So it's all kind of live animals floating around the screen. And then whenever you click on it, this guy just pops up out of nowhere.
A harbor seal pops up in the corner of the screen, looking at us. When Urbanski taps on it, the Hatkil word pops up. Hud. There's also a game with a forest full of birds native to Southeast Alaska, a quiz game, and a few more games on the Tlingit side. This app, and two others released this month, are SHI's first to put Hatkil, the Haida language, or Smaliak, the Tsimshian language, in app form. The other two are learning apps for each language, much like the Tlingit one SHI released several years ago. They have phrases like this in Smaliak.
Where are the abalone shells? In Dadutiga, Bilha.
As well as vocabulary.
Snowing.
Yeah, madam.
And a breakdown of the alphabet, with recordings to help learners pronounce each sound right. The Hatkil voice you're hearing is Skil Jade Linda Schrack, and the Smaliak is Shigop Alfie Price. Price and Schrack worked with a team of language experts to make the apps. The Hatkil and Smaliak apps are a bit thinner in content than the Tlingit app right now, but Urbanski says that will change.
For right now, this is what we have, but we're going to continuously keep adding to this as we go along, just gathering all the kinds of vocab that we need. Let's see if this works.
Ferret. Dayats.
She says these apps are another way learners can engage with the endangered languages.
I think getting language out there in as many ways as possible is important, especially with our ever-evolving world. I think technology is one of the things that a lot of people use.
Apps are especially helpful for younger learners, she says, and they're all free to download from app stores on iPhones and Android devices. In Juneau, I'm Yvonne Crumry.
There's enough money in the state's ferry system budget to run 7 ships this summer. But as Alaska Public Media's Eric Stone reports, it's unclear whether the Alaska Marine Highway System will have enough crew to operate them.
The State Ferry System's Marine Director, Craig Tornga, says there's enough funding to put the Kennecott into service on cross-Gulf routes connecting Whittier and Southeast Alaska. That could allow the community of Yakutat to get its first port call since the summer of 2022. But in recent years, crew shortages have forced the ferry system to scale back its schedule. So will there be enough deckhands, stewards, engineers, and captains to run all 7? Well, Tornga says the ferry system has made some progress on expanding the ranks, especially in entry-level positions, but he says it's unclear whether that'll be enough to run a full schedule.
We're challenged right now for crewing, but thankfully, you know, we have plans and hopeful plans that we can operate a 7th vessel come the summertime, subject to the crewing. And thankfully, the budget supports that.
For now, the Kennecott is scheduled to be laid up all summer pending crew. That would leave a schedule very similar to this past summer. At a ferry operations board meeting on December 1st, Tornga said the ferry system added 23 crew members over 4 months. But Tornga says the ferry system is still struggling to hire the U.S. Coast Guard licensed mates and especially engineers.
those are hard to get. There you have to get your seat time in additional to getting your certification.
That's been a problem across the country. Last year, Washington State Ferries said it was facing unprecedented staff shortages. And it's not just passenger vessels. The U.S. Navy and Coast Guard are also short on sailors.
Everybody's short, and so we are all competing heavily.
Tornga says he needs about 30 licensed engineers, from oilers to chief engineers. He says one priority is training lower-level engine room workers to fill those vacancies.
We are trying to build a pipeline there. The entry position there is wipers. We have plenty of wipers, but we got to continue to provide training for them to sit for their next certification, keep moving them up.
But it's a little trickier on the bridge. A brand new mate or captain can't just roll in and start driving. Even if they're already licensed, it can take years for new crew members to get state-mandated credentials so they're qualified to navigate the fjords and narrows of Alaska's coast. Tornga says they're trying something a little different, running the pipeline in reverse.
We did get an agreement for some retirees to come back and help us through this stage, and that's been very, very appreciated. As they come with full pilotage and they help us through some of the areas where we're short right now.
As of the beginning of December, Tornga says 7 retirees represented by the International Organization of Masters, Mates, and Pilots had agreed to return to service. Tornga says a decision earlier this year to centralize payroll processing for ferry workers is also helping. That followed complaints from employees about errors in their paychecks.
That's not the holdup it was. Now, we haven't cleaned up the backlog. And there's a bit of that, but they're doing great work in trying to get through that at the same time as they're trying to do payroll.
Tornga says he's also pushed to speed processing for new hires, especially for licensed positions. Tornga says the ferry system wants to grow the number of Alaska high school students entering maritime careers.
Those are things that don't help us today, but they'll help us in the future, as we do find that our local hires tend to stay.
Representative Louise Stutes of Kodiak, a longtime advocate for the marine highway system, says crewing is a tough nut to crack.
It's just difficult when in our industry here in the state, we're paying about 30% or 40% less than the private industry is paying.
Stutes, a Republican, says she's confident that ferry managers are doing the best they can under the circumstances. Senator Jesse Keel, a Democrat from Juneau, says he's pleased with the ferry system's efforts at creating a pipeline for the future.
I think that leadership is right on in trying to promote from within and grow our own expertise in the fleet.
Lawmakers approved ferry funding through the end of 2024 during the last legislative session. Governor Mike Dunleavy's budget proposal, if approved, would provide a similar level of service in 2025. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Eric Stone.
Alaska Marine Highway officials plan to ask shipyards in the coming weeks to submit proposals to build a replacement for the ferry Tustamina. Director Craig Tornga says the state's ferry system is hoping to move ahead with a request for bids early next year.
We're ready to put out an RFP. I was hoping we'd have it out here now, but it's not. We're getting the RFP out for this is for the construction phase, and we should. The goal right now is to have it out the first week of January.
Tornga says the design of the hybrid diesel-electric Tustamina replacement is nearly complete. He says he hopes to select a builder in early 2024. Unlike the Tazalina and Hubbard, which were built in the Vigor, Alaska shipyard in Ketchikan on a sole-source contract, Tornga says the Tustamina replacement project needs a larger facility and will be offered to shipyards across the U.S. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson. Thank you for listening.